Chapter 22. The Son of Victory. Although he had been his legionary brother, Vosto Kernan did not mourn for Rayko Solomus. He hated the torturer, as he hated almost all things, and found himself grinning at the memory of Solomus's demise. The dead eyes of the servitor reminded him of it, of the raven slitting Solomus apart, all his arrogance and impudence spilling out red onto the ground at Kernan's feet. Some of the blood still stained Kernan's armor, and he found the sight of it pleasing. "Let it remind me of the peril of hubris," he thought, and raised his eyes to the figure skulking in darkness at the back of the room. The Mechanicum emissary shrugged on a robe of sable, but before the material slid over his body and gathered like folds of skin upon the floor of the sanctum, something of his true form was revealed, something metal and arachnoid. Kernan felt his hatred rekindled. The servitor lying on the ground had been the only one to escape the wrath of the Gorgon's sons. As the remnants of Kernan's legionaries had taken to the irradiated plains of the nameless world aboard rhinos and landspeeders, he had been faced with the ignominy of defeat, and considered death in battle preferable to a fighting withdrawal. But the adept had needed safe passage across the ruined city, and as Lupercal's emissary, he would not be denied, even by a legionary captain of the Sons of Horus. The ship, Son of Victory, a nimble sword-class frigate that had fought during the Goro hollowing as escort for one of the larger warships, had returned in response to a long-range vox hail from the adept servitor form and confirmed to Kernan in whom the true power resided. Though diminutive in size compared to the greater ships of the line in the War Master's fleet, the Sun had been fashioned with resilience in mind, both to external attack and internal incursion. Of its 26,000 crew, several hundred were mortal auxiliaries, charged with the ship's defense. Moreover, it carried a modest garrison of legionaries, which Kernan would have dearly liked to have had at his disposal when the Iron Hands were slaughtering his men.
"I have limited understanding of human emotion, Kernan,"
uttered a mechanized voice from the shadows of the sanctum.
"But even I can tell you are harboring some anger."
"My men are dead, and you had this ship and its warriors waiting in high orbit."
"The purpose of my mission was not to preserve the fighting strength of your legionaries, Captain. The Son of Victory was a contingency, in case of the need for rapid extraction. Its garrison is charged with my defense. They will be needed soon."
Regulus emerged into the one light of the lumens. He carried his skull-headed staff, and only the faintest glow of the adept's optics penetrated the shadows of his hood. He almost appeared to glide across the floor of the sanctum, the lie only exposed by the faintest scuttling of his many limbs rattling against it. Kernan nodded and smiled ruefully.
"A ship has appeared on our auger. A battle barge, no less. We're dead anyway."
"I know."
Kernan was taken aback.
"And yet you seem unconcerned."
"You will die, Captain, but I shall endure. Now I am back aboard the Son of Victory, and in this body the machine is infinite. And I am the machine."
Kernan drew his sword.
"I should end you here where we stand."
"I doubt I could stop you, Captain. I will be sure to inform the War Master of your treachery, though. You value your honor. I have seen you demonstrate this fact many times. I suspect it is why you hated Solomus so much and despised acting as henchman for me. I do not think you would sully it by killing me."
Kernan roared in frustration, slamming his blade back into its sheath.
"We cannot outrun them. We are martially outclassed."
"Let them come. They will try to take the ship, and that is when we shall make them pay for every yard. I will retreat to my inner sanctum. They are coming for me, for the knowledge I possess. Hold them off as long as you can."
"For what end?" growled Kernan.
"We cannot prevail here, Captain. But I can ensure what I know does not fall into their hands."
"I could kill you still and deny them anything."
"If I could feel amusement, Captain, I suspect I would do so now. My biology, my Life and its perpetuity have no bearing whatsoever on the data I hold within my core. It endures after death as I endure. It must be purged. How?
Regulus returned to the shadows as a small aperture at the back of the sanctum opened, allowing him into its heart. As it closed behind him, the adept gave Kernan a final imperative.
That is my concern, Captain. You have but to seek a worthy death.